It's 7 a.m. and another day dawns over the cracked chimney pots and slate roofs of the city. Down at the centre, many of the residents are still asleep. There are no rules that state when they have to get up, and most take full advantage of the centre's relaxed attitude. All except Gavin, a confirmed insomniac who has been up and about for hours. Barbara, the deputy course leader, decides to give Gavin a job, something to occupy his mind whilst the other residents are in bed. An extract from The Best a Man Can Get by John O'Farrell. Simon had learned the secret of eternal adolescence. He had developed a whole parallel mode of communication which was expressed purely in trivia questions. Today, instead of saying, "Hello there, Michael, I haven't seen you around for a few days," he gave a little excited smile and chirped up with, "Capital of New York State." "Albany," I dutifully replied, and he gave out a little satisfied grunt to suggest that all was well with the world. "B-side Bohemian Rhapsody?" he continued. "I'm in love with my car. You won't get me on a piece of music trivia. It happens to be my specialist subject." "Okay. So which line from Bohemian Rhapsody was the title of a song that reached number one in the same year?" I was thrown into a mild internal panic at hearing a music question I didn't know. "Get lost. You just made that up." "No, it's a well-known fact," chipped in Jim. I tried affecting indifference. "Oh, I don't know, Scaramouche, Scaramouche by Will Do and the Fandangos." "No, they only got to number two," said Jim. Inside, my mind was racing through the lyrics of Bohemian Rhapsody, trying to find the title of another 1975 number one. There wasn't one. I was sure of it. "Do you give up?" "No, of course I don't give up." But I decided that instead of wasting any more time, I would go into my room and do a bit of work. An hour later, I came out and I said, "I give up." "The answer is Mamma Mia," Simon informed me triumphantly. I was stunned. It wasn't fair. I would have got it if I'd given myself a bit longer. "You said a line. That's not a line. That's just a phrase. It doesn't count." "All hail the trivia king," said Simon with his arms held aloft.